Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts. The Porsche Carrera Cup
on RS1.
On RS1.
Part of the Radio Show Limited Network.
Good evening and welcome back to Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2023. My name is Sammy and I'll be your host this season as we celebrate 20 years of high-speed thrills across a selection of Asia's best circuits, starting right here in Sepang.
Florian Latour for Maedong Racing takes pole position at the head of all the pros. Welcome back to Chris van der Drift and Martin Raginger on Raw 2. Nazim Asman and Baiju Long. Baiju Long back from last year in Pro-Am. Shelby One on the inside of row 8 with Gao Yuzhe. And also returning, going after the championship in Am, Eric Kwong is in 9th position and he is on pole for the Am category. Remember, the cars are the same. It is the drivers that decide, or the driver's experience that decides which class they go into. Welcome back, Zhu Xiao, in the R&B Racing number 25 car. Jackie Wu never qualifies brilliantly well, but loves racing. He'll come up through the field. Christian Chet is towards the back, and the number 5, one of our newcomers for R&B Racing, Wu Jiaxin. Car still on there, Jack's at the front. Let's go to the pole sitter.
I'm in P1 with Florian Latour. Florian, you qualified 9/10 of a second ahead of your nearest rival. Was that kind of performance expected?
Not really, you know. It's all the time first qualifying. You don't really know where the pace of each one. But for sure, the team did an amazing job. We put everything together. But now the race is completely different. So especially with the condition like this, everything can happen. So
you've got last year's runner right alongside you to your left. What's the strategy for the first corner?
The strategy is to adapt as much as you can on the track condition, and after we'll see what happens. But for sure, the condition of the track would be more important than the start or whatever.
And speaking of track condition, it's a little bit slippery, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still wet, and I think most of the guys are with slick tires. So, as I say, just everything can happen. And just be focused and try to put everything together without any mistakes.
Steve has made his way down to Baijun Long for Zhengtong Auto in 6th position as the 5-minute board goes up.
Baijun Long is with me. He's in P6. Only 1/10 of a second quicker than your immediate rival, but he's behind you. Is that going to make a difference?
Not easy. Today I drive the GT3R and then drive the cup car, so a little bit confusing.
You have one of the pro drivers behind you. How long do you think you can stay ahead?
I take easy.
Slippery underfoot. Are you concerned about the track conditions?
Sure. In the first 3 laps, I think we should very, very, very carefully.
Good luck, drive safely.
Thank you.
Back to you in comms.
Red and white, 7:18 for Baijun Long, for Porsche Beijing Central and Golden Port. There is, again this year, a dealer championship, very prestigious and very much sought after by the variety of dealers that we have in the 21 field. So we have 6 pros, we have 6 Pro-Ams, and the rest of the field made up by the Ams. 8 Pro-Ams. Actually, there must be one more than that somewhere. Let's go to our Am pole sitter.
Eric Kwong is with me. Possibly the performance of the qualifying round. Were you expecting to be so quick, Eric?
Well, I didn't expect that much, but I did my best. Yeah.
The problem now is you qualified in dry, bright conditions. Now it's going to be dark and greasy underfoot. Are you worried?
Well, yeah, it's quite tricky this time. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a gamble. Hopefully it's not raining and then the track gets drier and then we can go as smooth as we can. Yeah.
Good luck. Drive safely.
It's just over 3.5 miles, 5.5 kilometres, 15 corners for Sepang International Circuit. We are on the Grand Prix, Luke. After the first corner, the next best overtaking manoeuvre is down at the right-angled right-hander at turn 4. Braking at 9, uphill into 10. And then into the final corner between the south and north grandstand. That iconic shot. There's another one. There has been quite a significant resurfacing of most of the southern loop, actually. You can run the two parts of the circuit absolutely independently. Now, how that will stand up, will it be more grippy or less grippy? Honestly, don't know. And you can make up time if you are very committed through 5 and 6 through the S's there. Well, the grid has been cleared of all non-essential personnel, only the people who are starting the cars. So white numbers on the pros, red numbers on the pro arms, green numbers on the arms. Let me get that right for you. Our chase vehicle, the Porsche Cayenne at the back of the grid, waiting for our formation lap to get underway. One or two team members a little tardy getting off the grid there, and that might earn a reprimand from race control. So we are ready to get the 2023 season underway as the field led by Florian Latour and Meidong Racing comes through the final left-handed hairpin underneath the end of the north and south grandstands where they come together. Pit lane entry just on driver's right before they enter that. Quite a steep camber there from the inside to the outside of the corners. Really difficult for motorcycles to get around there. Doesn't really help you in a car either. Grid start for both of these races this weekend. And Latour has already pulled up. Frenchman with a one lap average of 0.9 of a second in qualifying earlier today, but conditions were very, very different from what we have now. Waiting for the green flag at the back of the grid. Last car pulls into position. That's the R&B Racing number 5. There's the green flag. The 20th anniversary season of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia. 2023's championship is underway as the red lights go out. Good start by both of the front row drivers. It's even Stevens going down maybe the outside of the front row, and Luke Ailo has just got the advantage. He pulls across to the left-hand side of the track to try and get the run round the pole man. He's nosed his Porsche ahead, and he'll get the left-hander at the bottom of the hill. This would be a super manoeuvre if he pulls it off. Last year's championship runner-up has played a blinder and takes the lead. Well, if that's the start of the season, and that's what we can expect for the rest of the year, it's going to be a cracker. And that was only at the first corner. Side by side, Luke Ailo for Toro Racing, the number 99 car, the dark red and grey car, into the lead, but being pressed by the blue and white Meidong Racing number 11 and Florian Latour at the front of the field as they head round to the eastern side of the circuit through the S's at turns 5 and 6. What an aggressive manoeuvre from the experienced Luke Ailo. Still, that battle goes on. Luke Ailo just a little bit wide at the exit of turn number 8, heading up to the outbreaking area into turn 9, and goes to the inside, the leader there. Long straight into a uphill left-hander, excellent overtaking manoeuvre, but repelled by the Toro Racing car in that chrome dark red. Oh, and Latour off the racing surface there with the left-hand Michelins way over the curb, but he's got some grip there and tries around the outside, but once again goes a tiny little bit wide through turn 12, now into 13 and 14 before coming onto the back straight, and then it's the long drag down to the final corner. Different lines from the front two cars and a spin in the middle of the track. Now, is that Bajin Long? It's one of the red and white cars for sure. We'll see who drops down to the back of the field at the end of the first lap of 2023. In the darkness here, from the outside of the front row, Lou Kailu goes through from Fori Latore. Should be Chris van der Drift, I think, who comes. No, it's Ragging who's come through in third. Then van der Drift, then Hung Shudze, then Gajue, Nazim, and oh, Jackie Wu moving slowly as well at the back of the field. So it was, I think, Bao Xinlong who went around. Eric Kwong's dropped some faces, as is Eric Zhang in the 23 and 77 car, respectively. Also, the 188 got back a few places as well. I wonder if that was the spinner. That was, shows us orange, to be honest, on my entry list. I thought it was a red and white car, but these lights could be playing some tricks on my old eyes. Jackie Wu all the way to the back. So clearly, given all of that avoidance that had to go on as they were coming through turn 14 for the first time. Now it was way further up the field. So it was. Oh, Team Jebsen car just, I think, clipping the spinning machine. Was that Eric Zhang? No, it has to have been. It has to have been one of the leading cars that went around there. So the leaders are still on it. What a good start as well by the number 83, Team C and D of Hong Shunshi. Up into fifth position for the leading Pro-Am driver. 12th position, by the way, as the leaders try to go side by side in the final corner. Do go side by side in the final corner. I'll give you the Am rundown in a second. But still, Lou Kailu leads out down towards the first corner. Has he got enough of a gap back to Florian Latour in second? I think he might have here. So best of the Am drivers in 12th. Adrian De Silva has picked his way through the carnage. And Xiao Bi Wang also dropping down through the field a wee bit as the cars go through this time. Martin Raginger has the fastest lap in third position as he tries to chase down the leaders. He's about a second and a half away. But in fairness, this pair at the front do not seem to be slowing each other down that much. Toro Racing then from Maidong Racing, from Porsche Holding, Team Shanghai Yonder, Team C&D. All teams we've been talking about for a number of years in the Porsche Carrera Cup. Some of the drivers' names are different from last year. Great to have the international drivers back as well, as the 2023 Porsche Carrera Cup Asia Championship spreads its wings to become once again a Pan-Asian Championship, kicking off this weekend at Sepang. And on the weekend of the 28th and 29th of October, my birthday weekend that actually, will be in Porsche Asia Pacific's home circuit, Shanghai, for the season finale. And if this championship goes to form anything like last year, we could end up still deciding championships at that very last racing weekend. Side by side again for the lead, and what a beautiful manoeuvre for the blue, black and silver Maidong Auto car. Latour goes through into the lead, but he's drifted slightly wide. And now, Lou Kailu is alongside. Here comes Martin Raginger as well into the picture as they go into the final corner at turn 15. The left-hander under the shadow of the end of the grandstand. But from the outside, which turns to the inside, which turns into the lead for our pole sitter, Florian Latour, back out in front with three laps completed. has to defend down into turn one. Chris van der Drift in fourth position in the lighter coloured Porsche. In the background going into turn one has the fastest lap of the race. And we have a quartet battling for the lead. Now is that a little bit of a gap being established by the Frenchman Florian Latour and into the gravel. Oh dear. I think that's Jackie Wu. He was at the back of the field. The four-way flashes are on. We could get the safety car here. I think that's at the final corner, turn 15. It seems to me he's ran on a little bit long. Get confirmation from that, but that's what it looked like to me. The leaders are still racing for the moment. Coming into turn nine, the uphill left-hander. Now, what happened to Jackie? Yeah, lost it on the brakes going into turn 15. Bouncing across the gravel, couldn't keep the momentum going. The gravel, which is very wet from the thunderstorm that we had earlier on, does its job and stops the car very quickly. But that 992 Carrera Cup car is buried up to its axles. Is going absolutely nowhere for Jackie Wu. He'll be very, very disappointed with that. Our safety car stands by at the end of the start-finish straight wearing the rainbow colours of the Porsche 75th anniversary. That 75 glorious years. Three quarters of a century of Porsche road-going automobiles. Also, 60 years this year for the Porsche 911. Imagine, just 15 years after Dr. Ferdinand Porsche built his first road car, the 911 was born. And with it, a legend. A legend that continues through to Type 992 today. And if you're fortunate enough to get behind the wheel of any 911 down through the years, you will know why I have used the word legend for that motor car. So our leading car will pick up the number 11 of Florian Latour. Safety car is out. Now we'll have to keep an eye open on the time here with nine laps to go. We've got, yeah, it was indeed Bajin Long at turn 14 on that first lap, and it was contact between the 718 Gentong Auto car and Martin Raginger, Porsche Holding. Martin lost a position, which he's now gained back. He's back up into third. But that's under investigation. Also under investigation, the start from the pole sitter. My goodness, and he's back in the lead now. So was there a suggestion there of a jump start? Didn't see it myself. But really fantastic getaway by Lucalo. Lucalo making the outside into the inside by the time he got the turn two was fairly belligerent and hung on to that line. Not an easy thing to do when it's so damp and slippery, but he pulled that one off absolutely perfectly well. By the way, Bajin Long back up to 8th position in the 718 for Zhentong Auto. Safety car boards, yellow flashing lights and yellow wave flags under the lights here at Sepang. And our first intervention and neutralisation of the season with the safety car on track for Jackie Wu's car. The Shanghai Pudong entered machine in the gravel at turn 15. Now, some of the drivers who opted for Michelin wet, quite clearly seeking out the wetter part of the circuit here. I think that's the Team Jebsen car that was doing that of Gao Yuzhi, number 55. Also, the C and D Racing in Pro-Am 83, red, white and blue car, smashing new livery for Hong Shunshi. Even behind the safety car, these flat sixes sound absolutely phenomenal, don't they? So we burn another lap behind the safety car. I'm keeping an eye on the time because it is 13 laps or 30 minutes, whichever comes quickest. 7.18, which has been around. Bao Xinlong sitting in 8th position and 2nd in the Pro-Am category. He's got the number 55 between himself. That's Gao Yuzhi in the Jebsen car, the blue and white Jebsen car. Championship winning team from 2 seasons ago, Team Jebsen, of course. With this year, Gao Yuzhi behind the wheel, excuse me. 7th position for that car. Now, somebody off the back of the field there is Li Chao, just allowed a little bit of a gap to develop. That's Bao Xinlong ahead of him. Needs to be, I think, a wee bit closer to than that, particularly if we're going to come back to green. Red flag. Red flag has come out. Despite the best efforts of our track marshals, Jackie Wu's car has not been able to have been removed from the gravel. The race has been suspended with 8 laps of the 13 to go. Red flags all around the circuit, so the drivers will slow down behind the safety car as they already are, and they will fall up on the starting grid, which becomes a parc fermé. That means you can't touch the vehicles. What a shame. What a shame for the first round of the season. John Shen for Moderna Motorsports in that very distinctive black and almost flame colour scheme. So down to the scene of the incident where Jackie is in the gravel at the final corner. You see his headlights pointing in the wrong direction and should come to a stop on the start line, and that's exactly what the safety car is doing. We'll pull up gently, red lights are on. So let's quickly run down the positions as they stand. Florian Latour leads in pro and overall from in second place, the number 99, Lo Kailo. Martin Raginger in third. Chris Vanderdrift in the top six, made up by Nazim Asman and Hong Shizhe. Hong, by the way, also leading Pro-Am and in Am. It was Adrian De Silva. However, I reckon now it is the number 16 of John Shen who nipped by just before the red flag came out. Just before the yellow flag came out, rather, for Jackie Wu. And in fact, following him through, it's a comeback drive for the number 188 Z-Speed car of Li Xuanyu. And hearing from race control that start incident that was being looked at, our pole sitter Florian Latorre has a 10-second penalty. My goodness. So in his haste to try and hold off Lo Kailo on the run down to turn one, looks very much like Florian Latorre has jumped the start And the worst possible thing for him is starting behind the safety car again. It will be a single file start, as Steve mentioned earlier. Oh, goodness me. So somehow Florian's got to pull out 10 seconds to hold his position, and I'm not sure in the remaining laps he'd be able to do that. So we'll need to keep an eye on how far down that will drop him when we get to the checkered flag and a revised number of laps remaining. There were 8 laps to go. It's now 6 laps to go. And we wait for the engines to refire. Still one or two people on the grid at the back of the line. All 20 cars now line astern. Engines have fired. Now, has anybody told Florian Latour of Meidong Racing? Meidong Racing driver, he's in trouble. He's in real, real trouble. So after a delay whilst the Jackie Wu number 69 Shanghai Pudong Porsche was removed from the turn 15 gravel, we are about to get underway behind the safety car. We have lost quite a bit of time and 2 laps from the opening round of the Porsche Carrera Cup Asia at this phenomenal circuit. Sepang under the lights, and this multicoloured field looking an absolute picture as we wait for our 75th anniversary liveried 911 safety car to pull away, which it does now. And Florian Latour leads them away with now 5 laps to go. It'll be 4 to go when they come round to the green flag. And Latour, with an infraction on the start, has a 10 second penalty to be added to his race time. So the driver's trying to get some heat back into the Michelin tyres. I'm pretty certain that anyone that was on wets has gone to slicks. They must have been given clearance to do that. I'm rather surprised, but it could be seen as a safety move with the track drying out. Safety car will come back to the pit lane this time around on the back straight. Now the 75th Porsche 75th anniversary coloured 911 clears off from the field and heads to the pit lane. The field now under the control of Florian Latour for Meidong Racing, through the final left-handed hairpin and under the shade of the grandstands, under the lights at Sepang, and we're racing again with 4 to go in the first round of Porsche Carrera Cup Asia 2023. Down towards the first corner, already a little bit of a defensive shape being thrown by the leader. He's from the middle of the road. Lo Kailo tries to do the outside manoeuvre again, can't get it done. Raginger just a tad wide as he turned in. Further down the field, the two yellow and black cars side by side, and that looked to me as though Francis Chia went wide just a little bit. Should be one right in that fight as well. So just a couple of laps after the end of this one, and remember that 10 second penalty for our leader as they head back down to complete another 3.5 miles, 5.5 kilometres. Leader in Pro-Am is in 6th position, and that is Hong Xizhe for Team C&D, the 83 car. Gao Jue behind in the 55, the Team Jepson blue and white car. That is a pro car. But then Bao Jinlong, who was tipped into a spin, remember, on lap one, and has recovered to 8th position and 2nd in class for the red and white the chrome red and white 7-8 in, and he's right on the tailpipes of the Jebsen car there as they head through turn 12. Leader on the back straight, but here's where the action is, and this is the battle for 6th and 7th position. Check that 7th and 8th position, my apologies, as they come out of turn 14. That was the scene of the crime as far as Bout was concerned. On the first lap, it was Martin Raginger who got into the rear quarter panel of his chrome red and white machine. Huge defensive manoeuvre by the blue and white team Jebsen, number 55, but that takes the car wide on that camber we were talking about. And Bao Xinlong goes up the position. Now that's good news for his overall position, better news for his class position, because now the car ahead is his class leader, Hodgins-A. Fastest lap of the race last time around by Florian Latour. He needs to build a lead as much as he can, because at the moment 10 seconds would put him down in 7th position. And 6th in the pro class. And he has got a 10 second penalty. Oh, here's the battle for the lead of Pro Am. It's taken Bao Xinlong no time at all to get alongside the 83 of Hong Shenzhe. Hong in the team C&D. Porsche with the blue front end. Oh, goes wide there as they come out of turn number 6 and head down towards the double challenges of 7 and 8. Now onto the short straight before turn 9. It's a left-handed uphill. Will we see the headlights? Bao Xinlong pull out. He has a little bit, but I don't think he's close enough to get alongside. No, he's not. It still looks slippery out there. It's almost a sheen on the top of this new surface that's been laid all the way from turn 7 to the exit of turn 13. That's where the leaders are now, and it's where this battle for the Pro-Am lead is coming to right now. Turns through turn 12, now through 13 and 14. All still just on the new surface, ending about there. And for the moment, Bao Xinlong has had to drop back. Hong Shenzhe for Team C&G holding onto the position. It's another good lap for Florian Latour as he comes across the line. Gap was a second. Oh, the new fastest lap of the race by Lo Kai Lo. 2:12.676. So the battle for the lead. Lovkos does not have to pass that blue and silver car ahead of him, because on adjusted timing, thanks to the penalty that Florian was assessed at the start, Florian actually now sitting in 5th position, effectively, behind Nazim Azman and just ahead of the battle for the Pro-Am category. That's what that 10 seconds is going to do for him. So Lo Kai Lo obviously realising he doesn't have to push on and try and pass the car ahead. What he's got to be thinking about is Martin Raginger behind him in the Porsche Holdings car, the number 86. In the darkness on the far side of the circuit. Side-by-side action in the Am category, with Adrian De Silva losing a position there to Yang Rou. And I think that's third in class there. Yes, it was fourth in class, actually. Adrian had already lost a position to Jazin. So with just a lap to go, Florian Latour leads by a decreasing margin, but his 10 second penalty is going to take him off the podium by some distance. Kidney World Racing pink and black car having a bit of a scrap as well. That's Eric Kwong battling with the Z Speed 188 car, the orange and white machine. And that is for seventh position. Well, Eric didn't start his campaign brilliantly last year. Had a season long... Well, Eric's gone through now. So that is a change of position. But had a season long battle in the Kiddie World car with his brother. His brother came through on top. John Shen at the final corner, just going a wee bit wide as well. And that's Wu Jiaxin going through side by side. John's got him back again. Defends to the inside. Last lap of the race for our leader, Florian Latore, who is 9 tenths ahead. He's just put the fastest lap in at 2:12.3. But again, well, and not a good lap from Nazim Azman last time around. So that means now that Florian Latour only drops down to fourth position. And it looks as well as though there's a decent battle going on behind him. This could be good news for him here, because Lukai Law and Martin Raginger are having a great scrap. Maybe they'll slow each other down. Chris van der Drift right in there as well. But with the 10 seconds... Oh, there's a hit! Accident. Turn 9. And I don't think either of the cars are getting out of the gravel there. Oh, I'm afraid there's going to be some words there that look to have been a mistake. And think it was Francis Cha, the Trans-China Automotive Racing car, and Adrian De Silva. Checkered flag is out for the first round of the season, and Florian Latour crosses the line first, but he will not win the race. Now the question is, did he build up a big enough lead to even get on the podium? He's got a 10-second penalty for a start infraction. So Lokai Law for Toro Racing will be the winner from Martin Raginger in second for Porsche Holdings. And then 5.9 seconds back, Chris van der Drift will be on the podium. Then it will be Florian Latour. So decent pace at the end of the race will mean Florian will only drop down to fourth overall in the pro category. In the pro-am, right at the end there, Li Chao coming through for Team Better Life, and will take the victory. And in Am, just waiting for the rest of the cars to come across the line. I think it's going to be the number 5, Wu Jiaxin, who has won it. How did Zhou Beiwang get back to, by the way, as well, in Pro-Am? Yeah, Zhou got back up to 8th position, just behind Li Chao. So the two cars in the gravel at the end of the race, it was on the last lap, so nothing required from race control. Hong Shizhe and Bajin Long, the two cars in the gravel at the end. Ugh. Bajin Long, the 718, who'd driven so well back up the field. And that's red, chrome red and white car. Again, axle deep. It did look like that was a slightly over-ambitious manoeuvre from the number 83, the blue and white car. I'm sure race control will be looking at that. Unfortunately, of course, they can't give the place back to Bajin Long. But that might result in a grid penalty for tomorrow's race. Lokai Law is taking a breath taking the congratulations of his team. But he's got max points. Fastest lap, by the way, going to Florian Latour in fourth position. And the timing has just changed to reflect that.
Lor Kwai Lor is our winner. How do you feel? You seem pretty happy.
Yeah, for a Chinese driver, I can do this. Yeah, it's so surprising. I'm very enjoying this race.
When did you find out that there was a 10-second penalty?
I don't know, actually. I just want to follow him and to see what I can do. But I think I did a good job, but not the best. I did my best also.
There was a couple of times when you were side by side. It was very exciting. What was it like to drive in that?
Yeah, I like it. I very enjoy it. So, yeah, it's pretty good. I very enjoy this race.
Enjoy the champagne. Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
Li Chao is our Pro-Am winner. How does it feel, first of all?
I mean, it's a really big lucky, you know. So one, the two just fading, you know. In the last lap, they made a mistake. Mm. So I'm able to pass. So last time I in the Pro-Am podium, I still remember it's 2008 in Fuji, also in this condition. So maybe race lucky for me.
How did you get to know about what happened in front of you? Was it on the radio or could you see it?
No, I didn't see it. Just push, like how, you know, because like Eric Zhang, you know, Zhou Bihuang is really follow me, you know, try to attach me. But I'm able to hold him back and then pass the two guys in front. So it's really happy.
And then when you found out that you had a clear way to the checkered flag, were you screaming and whooping?
Actually, when I passed the checkered flag, I didn't realize I'm P1. So anyways, so happy.
All right, great, great evening. Enjoy the champagne. Well done.
Okay, thank you. Cheers.
Now let's go to our AM winner, another top 10 finisher.
Well, Justin is with me. How was it out there? It seems slippery underfoot.
Yeah, definitely. My first night race in Sepang. It didn't go quite well in the quality, so I started from the back of the starting grid. So some lucky for me, I still managed to make it to the first.
Come on, it must have been more than luck to make it from deep into the grid all the way through to the front.
Of course, thanks to the... I have a great team, great engineers and great teammates all helping me. So, lucky me.
Does this mean that you're in good shape for tomorrow's race? You're looking forward to that as well?
I think we might still be some short of some pace in dry condition compared to Eric, but we will try.
So, praying for rain again?
Not really. But we can do anything.
Okay, well done. Good luck.
Thank you, mate.
Cheers.
Tomorrow, by the way, we do it all again, hopefully without the red flag. We are much earlier in the day tomorrow, so make sure you check the website.
Lights on. It's time again. We create dream cars, generation after generation. We push ourselves beyond all limits. We take victories and write history.
Three-time champion.
What a great championship.
Together, we go even further. It's dreams that have fueled us across two decades.
Sliding through that mark.
Brilliant racing.
It's dreams that have inspired us, empowered us, and driven us to the next level. This is Porsche Carrera Cup, driven by dreams. 2023 starts now.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.